Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to The Power of the Superconscious Mind. This is CJ Savage, and thank you for joining me here on How to Attract Money, which has been continued from November 19th when we ran out of time. I'm going to give you my contact information in case you have a question or a comment. My contact information is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. That is thehypnosisqueen, thehypnosisqueen, @aol.com. Okay. In case you don't know, I'm a certified hypnotherapist, a past mental health specialist for the state of Illinois, where I resigned in 1993 to open up my own clinic, which I've had clinics in many different cities in the state of Illinois. I took a serious interest in the mind when I was a small child because my uncle worked for the Department of Agriculture, and his boss, who he worked with very closely, moonlighted as a hypnotherapist. He always had so many amazing stories to tell. So I learned a lot, even as a small child. Now, we're going to go into this, and I'm going to move along pretty fast and just realize that this is recorded. So if you miss something, you can go back and listen to it again. You can play it anytime you want at your convenience. So we left off last week. We were talking about basically it's a prerequisite in order to attract money into your life. And what we were talking about last week is in order to attract the money that you really want, you have to align yourself, your energy, with the six major universal laws that work all the time for everyone without fail, without erring ever, not even once. So in order to live on good terms with money, you have to live in tune with these six major universal laws. Now, there are more than six major universal laws, but if you master these six major universal laws, basically all these sub-universal laws are going to kind of fall in place. They'll be easy. We started last week. We just got started with the law of attraction, which is actually the one most powerful and influential law in the world. The six major universal laws that you really need to master, and we're going to end up talking about all these before this entire session is over and done with, it is the law of attraction, the law of vibration, the law of cause and effect, the law of gratitude, the law of love, and the law of allowance. Now, like I said, in order for you to align your energy with the six major universal laws, you're going to have to learn to have them work for you instead of working against you, because they work all the time. So we're going to start with, basically, I'm going to go over a little bit of the law of attraction, and then that is going to be your first major hurdle to get through and learn to implement in your life, daily life. But you know what? With practice, anything can be accomplished. So we're going to go on that. Then we're going to go specifically into money and how to track the money and what works and what doesn't. And if we don't get finished here, we'll continue to next Thursday. Okay. The law of attraction is about cause and effect, and these laws, these universal laws, each and every one of them overlap, and they work all together. They are not totally separate. They all work together, so you have to realize that. You can't think, okay, I'm going to work with that one. I'm not going to work with the other one. So the law of attraction is about cause and effect. It states that if you focus your attention on something sufficiently, you will manifest in your life, good or bad. The law of attraction doesn't know the difference. Your physical thoughts or emotions. Basically, the law of attraction just simply doesn't know the difference. And that's what we're really working with here. That's what it's all about. It's your physical thoughts and emotions that influences the law of attraction. I'm going to start with this. And basically, if you did not hear this in the last session that I did, this session I was asked to... I was asked to join what they call the Great Revolution. From what I understand, it's a fairly new organization, But it is an organization that was conformed basically by a Nicholas Kidd and a Hank Schramm. They invited me. I have found their information fascinating. And so I am sharing just a small part of the stuff that they have sent over to me. So I am taking this from Nicholas Kidd and Hank Schramm's The Revolution. So we're going to go through this pretty fast. Okay, everything in this world, everything starts in your mind. Your emotions are not just involved, they're very, very important, which we've talked about that in past sessions, because there's a web of energy that runs into and through everything in this world, and that web of energy responds literally to your emotions. So your emotions are involved. Just like everything else, thoughts and emotions are energy. You can't see them. You can't see your thoughts, your physical thoughts, and your emotions with your eyes, because your eyes are limited to a very small range of frequencies to perceive. But your thoughts and emotions are things. Remember that when you think good, right, positive thoughts, you create good, positive energy, literally. Now, when you feel an emotion, you feel energy moving in the area around your stomach, like maybe something like butterflies. But these are energies as well. The frequencies that you send out, you can feel it yourself. Some people send out good vibes and others send out bad vibes. Vibes, quote, unquote, are vibrations. They are nothing but frequencies. And frequencies are vibrational frequencies, which are energies. That's why, in very simple terms, like attracts like. And the kind of energy that you send out to the universe will be brought back to you by the universe in multitude. So the law of attraction works in concordance with the law of vibration and the law of cause and effect. What's really important to realize here is that this is the way in which like attracts like, which means you are a magnet, you are a human magnet. So ask yourself this. What is it that you are attracting? Attracting frequencies are energy patterns of the same nature as what you are actually sending out. If you haven't understood this, if it seems really overwhelming to you and you're not understanding this, just stick with me here and it's going to eventually just become crystal clear. But like attracts like. And we are all like human magnets. We are magnets, like human magnets. We are energy. And you, by your own thoughts, your own words, your own feelings, you are either creating good, right, and positive energy. This energy is literally created with your thoughts, your talk, your emotions, which is created, and it goes out into the universe, permeating and penetrating all of space. So if you are talking really good and positive and feeling good and have good emotions, then you are creating good, right, positive energy. But if you whine and cry and bitch and moan and, you know, talk about how terrible the thing is and talk about gossip and join your friends with gossip and, you know, bang slang with words with the tongue with your friends and talk about how horrible everything is because you watch the news and this and that, you're going to literally be talking and then feeling and putting out emotions of negative energy, which creates negative energy that goes out in all of space and picks up and attracts like energy that's brought back to you. So if you're wondering why bad things are happening to you, that is just one reason. So if you don't like the bad crap that you're attracting, because you attract everything that comes into your life, and if you don't like it, then I would suggest that you stop talking and thinking and feeling negative, which we have talked about that. Is your thinking out of order? If you did not get that session, go back on the session that's entitled, Is Your Thinking Out of Order?, which will straighten you out and stop all the negative thinking and talking and feeling. Okay, just got off a little sidetrack there, but the law of attraction states that whatever you focus on expands. If you focus on negativity, on adverse circumstances like I'm just talking about, then you're going to attract more negativity. You're going to end up more negative. You'll focus on even more negative, and you'll attract more negative. You're going to get more of it. It just becomes a vicious cycle, or rather, you'll do a downward spiral. Again, we talked a lot about if you start going down, it's what's called a downward spiral, and it just starts taking you down. The more you attract, the more you put out, the more you attract, the more you put out, the more you attract. So the more you focus on negativity, the worse things are going to get. However, you can turn it around very easily. Focus on positivity, and you'll attract more of it in your life. you'll start appreciating and increasing positivity, and you'll attract more positivity. And in this way, the law of attraction works together with the law of gratitude. This constitutes another cycle, but this time not a vicious one, because actually negative energy travels much faster and much more vigorous than positive energy does. And always remember, what goes around comes around. So don't ever wake up and say, if only. Before you have to make a decision, just know that you don't want to ever have to look back and say, if only. If only I had not done this, or if only I had done this. Okay. So the more you focus on positivity, the better the things you're going to get. And then this is one that's a self-reinforcing cycle, positivity, or rather an upward spiral. So the more you focus on being positive, the more positive you're going to be, and the better things you're going to get. Again, another cycle. Now, you can see why in creating or attracting money is so important to understand the law of attraction. So I want you to understand this law of attraction, how it works, and get this really crystal clear in your mind before we're going to go right into the money on how to attract the money. You understand you can't be a big crap magnet, always thinking and talking very negative. I can't afford that. I don't have enough money for that. I can't afford Christmas, and I can't buy all those presents, and I just hate Christmas. It's just awful. It just breaks me. Okay, are you getting the picture yet? And then you're, on the other hand, you're thinking, you know what, I'm going to be positive. Now I'm going to start thinking for 15 minutes. I am going to attract, you know, abundance and see all my bills paid. But if you're going to spend the majority of time being a crap magnet, it's just not going to happen. You're going to cancel out the good. So you need to be very aware of the law of attraction and thinking very carefully, observing your thoughts and keeping them very positive. So if you're thinking negative thoughts, feeling adverse emotions, complaining about how bad things are, like so many people do who are simply not even aware of their thoughts and emotions, and you will attract a lot of things into your life of like vibrations. In other words, you will attract a lot of crap into your life. Or you'll attract more debt, more bills, more limitations, more negative thoughts, more negative feelings, until you down spiraled, and then you're going to have such a negative emotion and you'll probably be very depressed. And that comes right after Christmas when you wake up and all the bills hit you and you're broke. So this can happen very easily without being aware of the fact that you are actually attracting it. So just remember, like attracts like. So be very careful with the kind of energy that you're putting out is going to actually determine the kind of energy, which is experiences, thoughts, and people that manifest into your life. However, as you become aware of both the law of attraction and your thoughts and emotions, you can take control back. As you take control back, you start to remember your nature. You start to remember your power. The control you exert over these things becomes more apparent, and it becomes your second nature. Soon you can't even remember living life asleep. Soon you determine what happens. Soon it's you who sets the terms and conditions. Now is the time in known human history to start applying the laws. As time appears to be moving faster, as we humans are waking up and moving out of this time prison, manifestations of energy that we put out pop up faster than ever. This is the time to make the change. If you ever wanted to turn your life around for the better, now is the time to do it. Circumstances will not get more ideal than what it is right now. And after all, now is the only time that exists. The universe is waiting for you. So we're going to talk about how to work with the law of attraction now, how to attract the money. And you've got to understand this law of attraction, how it works. You've got to get this crystal clear in your mind, and then everything else is going to fall into place. Once you get the hang of consciously applying the law of attraction, it all appears so very simple. We're going to go through this just straightforward process step by step. First of all, one, know that the law of attraction works all the time for everyone without error. So doubt will block all your efforts. You must know deep inside that this works. Like I said, doubt will block all your efforts. You can't just say, well, I'm going to try and see whether you get something somewhere or not. You can't do that. You can't, quote, try, unquote, back up your efforts with this energy that basically says that you doubt whether this is going to work at all. That energy of doubt will cause it to not to work for you. In fact, that's the law of cause and effect at work. you will still be attracting through the principles of the law of attraction. You will attract energies that match your vibrations of doubt. You'll manifest your doubt, and you will manifest situations which confirm your doubt if this is going to work at all. It's working, but it's not working for you. So realize who you are. Realize that you're an aspect of the universe, and that at the same time, you are the whole universe. Remember I talked about like the droplet? The droplet from the ocean? The oceans are made of droplets of rain that came from the sky, which filled a body of water, which made an ocean. You cannot separate the droplets. You have an ocean. You take a droplet out, it's still part of the ocean. Realize that what you send out is going to come back to you, and know it's true. Don't think it. Know it. Start this process with a very clear mind. Start the process with an open mind. And reset all your preconditioned belief systems. Format your brain. Clear it. And start with a clean sheet. Then realize who you are. And I want, if you don't understand this yet, realize who you are. You are the universe. And then apply the rest of the process. You'll see things happen very soon. And once you do, you'll have made the law of attraction your second nature really soon. Second, know what you want. Now, if you don't know what you want, you're going to have to stop right here, get out a piece of paper. I've talked in the past many times about goal setting. You write down, get a piece of paper, write out what you want. That's it. Figure out, decide what you want, and write it down. But each time you write something down that you want, I want you to write down the reasons why you want that. And then I want you to pay very, very careful attention to your feelings. Because the more you write, are you feeling better and better and more excited? Or are you just at a standstill and can't figure out why you would want this? You just want it, but you have no idea why. You really don't even have any good reasons. You just want it. Like, maybe you want $1 million, but you don't have any reasons for it. You just want it because you want it. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in a little bit, but you've got to know what you want. Then, after you write down the reasons why you want something, and if you can't come up with any good reasons why you want something, then it's not even something that you really want. And if you don't feel good about what you want, then it's not a good thing to want either. But after you write down the reasons why you want it, then write down the reasons that you believe you deserve it. I believe I deserve this because I'm a good person. I believe I deserve this because I've worked really hard for this. I believe that I deserve it. The reason I deserve it is because I planned this for many years. It will be an asset in my business. I don't know. You just have to write down whatever comes to mind. But you got to know what you want. And that might sound a little straightforward, but most people really don't know what they want. For example, they think that they want money, but what they really want is what money can buy, which is very different for each and every person. Or they think that they want money, but what they really want is the feeling of freedom to be independent and to be able to buy whatever it is they want at any time. That's a very small but very significant difference, a nuance. Okay? What you really want is happiness. Isn't that what everybody wants? Everybody wants to be happy. And everybody wants to know that they just make some difference in this world. Even if it's a small difference, that they make a difference in the world. But what everybody really wants is really it's happiness. But realize that it's about your happiness. And what makes you happy may be very different than what makes me happy or somebody else happy. And it's not about what others want to think or what others want here. This is about you. So I want you to keep in mind always to focus on you and what you want and what makes you happy, not what you think others think you should want and not what others think they know what would make you happy. I want you to find out what it is that makes you happy. And you have to start down by writing down a piece of paper what it is you want, then write down the reasons you want that. You're going to eliminate a lot of those wants right then and there. After you write down the reasons you want it, I want you to write down the reasons you feel you deserve it. Now, so find out exactly what you want, because trying is just not the way to get here. You can't fool the universe. Now, this energy determines the vibration that you're sending out. A vibration of doubt will never attract that which you are trying to attract simply because you're not in tune with that energy. The law of attraction works through your deepest feelings. Like I said before, there is a web of energy that runs into and through every single thing in this world. Everything is connected. And this web of energy that runs through everything is, we call it source energy. We call it God. But it actually works through your deepest feelings. Your deepest feelings about something that you focus on determine the kind of energy that you put out. That means, for example, that when you're constantly busy fearing certain things, then you're really likely to attract exactly what it is that you fear, simply because that's what you focus on all the time. And the reason is fear is a very strong and very negative emotion. So it can be a little overwhelming. Fear isn't something like, oh yeah, I had that fear yesterday. I forgot to think about it today. Fear sets into you and it just stays with you and gets a hold of you. It's very strong. Now, this is the reason why you should never focus on what it is that you don't want. Therefore, you must know that you have to know what it is that you do want. If you don't, you'll never be able to manifest it. Find out what you truly want from the bottom of your heart. It should make you feel extremely good just thinking about it. Decide what you want and write it down. Now, know this. When you go to decide what it is that you want, you have to keep in mind this, what you're going to focus on. When you just start to write down goals, to figure out what it is that you really want, I want you to figure out what is the one most important thing, the one that you have the most reasons for, the one that you get the most excited about. Because as a newbie focusing on manifesting your desires, you really are going to have to narrow it down just to one. Because the reason is, if you have, say, 5, 6, or 7 things that you want, even it might be 3 or 4 that you really want, you can't figure out which one is the most important, then what you do is you think, oh, no, I'm just going to focus on all 3 or 4 of these, then you are scattering your energies. Instead of focusing all your attention and all your energy on that one goal that's the most important, you are literally scattering your energies when you have 3 or 4 goals, or 5 or 6, or however many you have out there. But when you focus on all these different things, then you are literally scattering your energies. You understand that? So, you need to understand what it is that you want. Write it down. And it can be anything you want as long as it does not violate the laws against man, nature, or God. So decide what you want, truly want. Have a really strong desire for the one more important thing than anything else, and that's going to be the one only thing that you're going to focus on. And I just want you to forget about everything else. I want you to learn to manifest one thing at a time. And when this actually happens in the manifest, then you're going to find this becomes easier and easier. And then after you've manifested a few of your desires, then you can have 2 or 3 things that you can focus on at one time, because you'll know and you'll understand it well enough, and it'll be so clear that you can scatter your energies and you'll still have enough energy on each goal that you can still manifest it. Okay? So decide what you want. Write it down. Remember, it can be anything as long as it does not violate the laws against man, nature, or God. And if anyone out there, is asking, what does that mean? Basically, you can have any goal that you want, but if it violates nature, man, or God, such as, I want to destroy my next door neighbor. I hate my next door neighbor. I want him off the face of the earth, then that violates the law against man. That is just simply a sin. And if you don't understand that, then I don't know what to tell you. You've got a problem. But in other words, you can have anything you want as long as it is a positive goal and it is for the good for everyone concerned. Does that make sense? If it doesn't, email me. I'll try to make it a little clearer to you. So focus on what you want. That's step 3. Focus on what you want, and as soon as you really know what it is that you want, focus your energy on it. You can do that by your thoughts, but thought alone is never going to really be enough. It's emotion that's the most predominant in determining the vibrations that you send out. So when you have something that you want, I want you to imagine it, see it, do this several times throughout the day, and feel it as if you've already received it. You've already manifested it. It's already come to be. However, you don't want to back up your desire with any kind of negative emotional energy, because negativity attracts negativity. You don't want to back it up with any negative emotions or thoughts, such as, let's say, realistically, which is probably very common, that you have a note that's due at the bank. Let's say you have an amount of money that is due at the bank. I want you to see them stamping that pain. I don't want you to focus on just hoarding a bunch of money here. I want you to see the note forever or however much it is, write it down, that this note is paid, and I want you to see it and feel it as if it is being paid right now, how good it feels to have it paid off. You see it and feel it. It's very positive. It's a very positive emotion. It's a very positive desire. It's a very positive goal to have this note paid in full now. It feels really good. As soon as you get done with that thought, do not back it up with, oh, my God, I got that note. I got that letter from the bank, and they're threatening me. How am I going to come up with that money? You just canceled out the universe bringing that money and having that note paid. Do you understand that? So do not back it up with a negative emotional energy, with a negative thought that follows right up, because all you do is cancel out the good stuff. Okay. So take the image of what it is that you want, put it in your mind, make it a very vivid image. You must actually be participating in that image. You must feel what it is that you're imaging. Raising up your vibration, feeling really good, feeling excited. It must be like you're actually acting inside of a movie scene that you're projecting in your mind. Does that make sense? So if you see yourself standing in the bank office with your loan officer, shaking his hand, how good it feels to thank you, Mr. Smith, for paying that off. We really appreciate that. You're shaking his hand, and you just imagine, feel his hand. Is it soft? Is it not? Does he have bad breath? Feel how good it feels. He just stamped that paid and hand you a copy of your note. Stamped paid in full. Okay? Stop right there and just keep thinking positive. Keep feeling good. Don't focus on anything negative. Don't cancel it out. So focus on your emotion, how good it feels to be living in this image. Does it send up shivers right up your back, up your spine? Do you feel butterflies in your stomach? You have to amplify your visualization with as much positive emotion as possible. These vibrations that you are sending out will be so strong that the universe has no choice but to bring it back to you as fast as it can. The reason I know that is because that is universal law. And the universe does and will always respond to your emotions, good or bad, right or wrong, positive or negative. It will always respond to your emotions. So if you raise up your vibration and you feel the excitement, you feel like butterflies in the stomach, you feel the shiver travel up your spine, how excited you are that you're paying this debt off. It's paid in full. You receive the paid copy. You shake his hand, so on and so forth. When you raise up that vibration, at first it might even seem a little bit difficult. It might be something that you're not used to doing. But know this, that when you raise up your vibration, at first it might be kind of a strange experience, but the more you do it, the more often you do it, the easier it gets. Till finally you get to the point where with practice, you can raise that vibration any given time, anytime you want. Somebody says something really horrible to you, instead of bringing you down, which you start to down spiral that very minute, you start to, the vibration frequency literally just goes down really low. And as it's starting to go down and you're feeling them, somebody's chewed you out, whatever, just turn around and raise up your vibration. Raise it back up. Raise that vibration intentionally, demanding its raise. And it does. Do not let that person cause you down spiral. So whatever it is that you want to visualize, whatever it is that you want to manifest, see the end result. You don't worry about how it comes. You don't worry about how the universe brings it to you. You don't worry about how you achieve it. You simply visualize the end result. See the end result. And the more often that you do it, the more you're focusing on it, the faster it's going to come. Do it. Repeat it frequently. but do it with positive emotions and do not back it up with something negative. Even if you've got something negative there, some threats, a nasty letter, it doesn't matter. You know, just don't even think about it anymore. As a matter of fact, put it away where you don't even see it. You know you've got it. You don't need to read the letter. You don't need to recap it every day. Number four, get yourself out of the way. And this is a really, really important step, really important. And this is where so many people go wrong with the law of attraction. If you've seen the movie The Secret, this is where most people really mess it up. Most people try to control the way in which the things are should come to them. They think they should know how, whatever it is they're trying to manifest, they think they should know how it should come. They think they should figure it out. So let's just go to the example of having a note, a debt that needs to be paid. The debt is $5,079.22, okay? You see this note, and you keep seeing it. You want to see it paid, but then you start concerning yourself about where the money's come from. You start imagining winning the lottery. You keep imagining you pick up a ticket and you win the lottery. You're trying to control. If you do, you're trying to control the way the things are coming to you. Or you think, oh, I remember when somebody just did this thing, manifested money, and it was because they inherited some money. That's it. I'm going to inherit money. So you start imagining inherit money so that you can go to the bank and pay this note. This is the biggest mistake that you can make because you have a very limited perspective on actually how this could all happen. There are so many roads to Rome, if that makes any sense. Just do not try to control the way in which things are going to come to you. Because it doesn't work that way. You can't control the way in which the universe brings things to you. When you try to do that, you will be walking the way of the universe, and you'll probably be blocking your own success and applying the law of attraction. The universe, in its vastness and inconceivable complexity, doesn't allow for it to be controlled. Certainly not by a limited, conscious human mind. You place the order, the universe delivers. That's all there is to it. You shouldn't care how, you shouldn't care where it comes from, you shouldn't care how the delivery is made, just get out of the way. Your job is simply to recognize the opportunities. Now, please take this to heart because this is the way it is. If you have control issues and you've always felt that you need to control someone or something, you know, most people like this say, oh, I don't do that. Well, I know people that do that, and yes, they do. And be honest with yourself. Take this to heart. If you have control issues, this is one time you're going to have to give up your control. The universe is a very vast, even infinite ocean of energy. Like I said, if anything, many roads lead to Rome. The universe has infinite potential. How can you, with your limited perspective, possibly decide how it should deliver what you ask for? I just don't know how to get this through. It's much better capable itself to find the best way for every player, every people involved. Considering the fact that the universe encompasses all, everything, and everyone, things might just come to you in a way that you're not at all ever expecting. You ask, and the universe delivers. That's the way it works. When you have something that you really, really, really want, and I mean really want, I don't mean it's just a wish and it's just something that you want for the kicks of it because that's just a wish. When you have something that you really want, and when I say really, really, really want, it's a burning desire. It's something that just won't go away. It's something that you're determined to have, get, be, or do, whatever it is, no matter what. You think about it every single day, and the more you want it, the more intensely you think about it. That's a burning desire. So, when you think about getting it, please, 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 please do not worry about how it's going to come. Just focus on the end result, whatever it is that you want to have or to be or whatever it is that you want to do. See yourself doing that or see yourself having that. But you can't control who the person is going to be. You can't control how you're going to get there. You can't control the delivery of it. It's just you have to do the situation. See the situation itself as if it's already come to pass. However, you cannot control other people in this world. It simply doesn't work that way. So you ask, and the universe delivers, and that's the way it works. Get over it. Get yourself out of the way. Don't try to control the process. Just desire and put your energy into it and allow the universe to find a way to bring it to you. And just make sure that you recognize the opportunity, the inspiration, or the people that just pop up coincidentally. You'll probably understand only a while later that you attracted something that helps you to make your desire a reality. And often that is the case. You might attract someone or something into your life that actually helps you to get whatever it is that you want. Now, step five, this is really, really, really important. Do something. This is another step where so many people go wrong. True, the law of attraction helps you attract stuff. But that doesn't mean that you should wish for something and then sit on your butt like a couch potato in front of the TV, maybe watching the movie The Secret all day long. That movie The Secret is really a very good movie. Don't get me wrong, it really is. And that's not a bad idea to watch The Secret. If you have not seen it, I would strongly suggest that you do see it. But sitting on your butt never got anyone anywhere. So when you desire something and you give it enough positive energy according to with the previous steps that we just talked about, the universe will bring it to you, bring it into your life. But it doesn't mean that something just comes falling out of the sky one day. You won't just wake up in a whole new reality one day. It's not like that at all. You change your reality by acting, by doing. Just take another step forward, believing, knowing, and thinking that whatever it is, your desire here is, I mean, if you have a note due for whatever it is, $5,079.20, write your check out to the bank. Write it out, lay it on the counter, intending to take that as soon as that check is good. Okay? Now, there are many ways in which things might pop up into your life that allow you to make what you desire a reality. Here's some examples. Suddenly you get an idea, an inspiration, a gut feeling, or just a hunch. For example, you might get the idea of going somewhere. Could be any place in the world. But you get this idea of going somewhere. And you can't get it out of your head. It just keeps going through your head. Usually when something just keeps going through your mind, it pops up into your mind, and it keeps going through, Spirit is trying to tell you something. Pay attention to those thoughts that enter into your head. But you might get this idea to go somewhere, and it could be any place in the world, but suddenly you get this feeling to go, maybe, just for example, Cancun, Mexico, for whatever reason. Your conscious mind might not understand why at that point, but you may have a strong gut feeling that you need to go to Cancun. Why? I've got feeling. But eventually, if you do, it'll become very crystal clear. Maybe it's because you're going to meet somebody there that'll play a very important role in manifesting your desires later in life. The universe knows things that you cannot possibly conceive consciously. The universe has a much bigger picture. Okay, that's just an example. I'm trying to get through this as fast as I can so that we can get into the money part of it. And I don't even know how fast we're going to get, how much we're going to get through here today. But I want to get through the law of attraction so that you get this clear and you know what to do with the law of attraction. If this went too fast for you, I strongly suggest that you go back and listen to it over again. Realize, though, that anything is possible. Anything. Anything is possible. The thing is that things usually happen in ways that you couldn't have made up yourself. That's why you need to get yourself out of the way according to just step four and step five. You realize that you have to move forward, because when you move forward, you're saying to the universe, I believe. And remember how many times I've told you, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve, no matter what. No matter what. But you do have to move, and things will unfold along the way. You got to move forward and just got to keep taking steps forward along the way. If it's a house that you want to build, you don't have money, don't worry about where the money comes from. Don't worry how you're going to get the money. You need to start your house plans. You need to start, just keep moving forward, get the plans, figure out where you're going to build a house. Just keep going forward and you will have that. Somehow, some way, it's going to happen. The universe is going to help you with whatever it is all along the way. Things are just going to unfold along the way and the universe is going to help you with it. If you start to take action towards your desires, you'll automatically focus on your desires. And if you are like what you're doing and taking that action, you'll automatically back it up with positive emotion. Because the more fun you're having in taking action on your opportunities and creating the life of your dreams, the more positive emotion and energy that you build up and send out into the universe. This builds up steadily, and the universe can't help but notice. It will slowly and steadily put experiences, hunches, inspirations, and people on your path. Take action on those things, and even more experiences, hunches, and inspirations, and people are going to come up. They're going to pop in. They're going to come up, pop up out of thin air. The path will unfold along the way. It's like one man, one very wise man once said, jump, and the net will appear. You know, in Santa Claus number two, I have 5 grandkids, so I watch these movies with my grandkids. And Scott's little boy said to his school teacher, look in the crystal ball, and she will see in the past and remember when she was a small child how she believed in Santa Claus, because she didn't believe. She got all mad. He said, look in the crystal ball and remember when you believed in Santa Claus when you were a child. And she said, look in the crystal ball and you'll see it. And she smiles real big. And he said, I know that seeing is believing, but he said, really, believing is seeing. And that is the truth. So jump and the net will appear, as one wise man once said. That's the way it works. The path will unfold along the way as long as you follow these 5 steps. That's the way the law of attraction works. And it's really rather that simple. Now, if you're having trouble with any of these steps, I strongly suggest that you go back and go over them over and over again. You know, make notes, whatever it is, until you get very crystal clear in your mind how the law of attraction works. That's it. Now, we're going to go into money, and we only have about 15 minutes, and then we're going to have to get off of here. I have just sold my house, and I am extremely busy on top of having to move, and I'm thrilled that I've got my house sold, but I'm just really, really busy. If you email me, and I appreciate all the emails I get, I really, really, really do. I appreciate those. If I'm a little slow at responding back to you, it's because I'm just a little overwhelmed these days with the holidays and all that I have going on right now. And I'm also writing a book, if you did not know that. I have a book that's going to soon be coming out, and it is on... as you're thinking out of order. It is the manual to the mind. So you might kind of look for that in the near future. Okay, let's go into money. We're going to go right into money and all about money. And you need to understand the money system. You need to understand what money is and how it works and how the money system works. If you're going to start looking at money, maybe, if you really get this, you'll probably be looking at money in a whole totally different concept, different way. Okay, despite the important role that money appears to play in our experience, a few people are aware of the true nature of money. In fact, most people hardly even know what money is to begin with. Okay, I know you're thinking, well, I do know what money is. It's that green stuff. It's paper that I carry around, and I use it to pay for stuff. Well, that might have been the way it was at one time. People did carry around a lot of money, and they paid for stuff, but that still, it's just paper. I mean, it's just paper. So most people have a very limited perception and conception of the money phenomenon. They think that there is a very limited supply of money in the world, which stems from their false belief in scarcity and lack. And that is true. Most people think there is only so much money. So why would you want to really want to manifest a great deal of money, even if you had a really, really, really good reason for it? You have something that you really want to do with it. So you think, well, I can't manifest, you know, $150 million because there is only so much money to go around this world, and I'm certainly not going to get that much. Well, let's just see. You might start looking at money very differently. Most people actually think that there is a very limited supply of money in the world, which stems from their false beliefs in scarcity and lack. Scarcity and lack are merely illusions that stem from a very limited perspective of reality. It's important to realize that money is no exception to this. There cannot be a lack of money. There is not a lack of money. We're going to drive this into the true nature of money. We're going to demonstrate that it is absolutely impossible that the supply of money in this world is limited. In other words, there cannot be a lack of money, and there is no other possibility than the supply of money being infinite. You have to realize deep inside that there is more than enough, or rather, the infinite amount of money available for everyone in this world. And so there is more than enough money waiting for you to grab up. So we're going to take the first step in removing the potential barriers that are blocking your ability to attract money into your life, or to attract or create a more profound life experience. Because when you think and feel that there is not enough, then that will be the reality that you create. That is why. When you think, I'm going to repeat this one. When you think and feel that there is not enough, then that will be the reality that you will create. And that is why. You will create a reality in which there won't be enough. And when you realize that there is more than enough, and that all you have to do is just tap into the infinity that you know deep inside to exist, then you will be playing an entirely different money game. That is the nature of your power. Now, money is a very delicate subject for most people, and as a consequence, the truth about money can be blunt. You must be prepared for this. You may not like the truth as the veil is lifted on it for you for the first time, but the truth is, and especially the realization of the truth that can set you free from all your problems and issues. There are enough untruths already that do not help you, but rather keep you stuck in this money prison. And these untruthful stories may sound much more appealing to you, perhaps much more appealing than what you are going to find in here, but however, you do realize that it's not always fun to be confronted with the truth at first. So, let's just crush all the myths of scarcity that surround it and just scatter them into 1,000 pieces. What is money anyway? In order to come to good grips with the concept of money, you would be wise to scrutinize the origins of the money system or the money game that you're currently playing right now. What we're going to describe here is a shortened version of the way the modern money system came about and still functions today. The premises of the system stem from the ancient world of thousands of years ago, among which the ancient Babylonian and later the ancient Egypt and ancient Greece and Rome. These premises were transferred to medieval times, which is when the real foundation of modern banking was laid. In simplified terms, people in those times deposited their gold and silver with goldsmiths and in other places where it could be kept safe. And in exchange, these people got a piece of paper, which was a certificate, if you will, as proof of their deposit, which mentioned the amount of the deposit. In other words, this paper represented the value of the gold and silver that was deposited by these people. As more and more people went about depositing their gold and silver, the safekeepers realized that the gold and silver was there practically all the time. So people did not withdraw their gold deposits very often. So the safekeepers discovered that they could issue more of the paper that represented the gold. In fact, since they knew that people would not come and pick up their gold, they could actually issue out papers representing more value than the value of the amount of gold and silver that was actually deposited to begin with. So take note that it's like saying that if I have $10, then I can lend much more than $10. So let's clarify this. Just think this over because this is important. Let's say 100 people deposit the gold. Each of these 100 people deposits gold for a weight amount of 2 pounds. So in exchange for their deposit of 2 pounds of gold, all these people got their paper certificate representing this value. In the meantime, in total, there was now a deposit of, remember, 100 people made a deposit. So now there's a deposit of 100 times 2 pounds is 200 pounds of gold, right? Most people who deposit their gold were very happy with the situation. They had their certificate, so they knew that they could pick up their gold anytime they needed it. They thought they might as well leave the gold there. After all, why give themselves such a hard time carrying around this gold with them all the time, because it was very heavy and inconvenient. And it was very safe where they deposit, so everything was fine. And, for example, when they would go buy something like a horse, then they wouldn't necessarily have to give the horse salesman their gold. They could just give them that paper certificate that represented the value of the gold. So the salesman could go in, go to the gold deposit, to the bank, and cash the certificate to acquire the amount of gold that it represented. But he could also just keep the certificate to pass on to another person when he wanted to buy something from somebody else. It was a much easier way to exchange, right? After all, why go through the trouble of drawing the gold, then give it to the salesperson, who would then probably deposit in exchange for another certificate? And that's what that person would think, too. So why would you carry all that gold? You could pick it up any time you need it by turning in the paper certificate. And when you wanted to buy something, a cow, for instance, and the cow cost 2 pounds of gold, then why would you go pick up the gold first? You could just give the paper certificate representing the 2 pounds of gold to the farmer who sold the cow, and then the farmer would go pick up the gold himself. But of course, he would just go about exchanging his paper certificate as well, because that was much easier than picking up and carrying the gold every time. Similarly, at market fairs, there were money changers who basically did the same thing. They collected gold and silver coins from people and gave them documents, paper certificates, that they could be cashed for gold and silver coins at other fairs. However, it was much easier to just exchange the paper certificates than to first cash in the papers, pick up the coins, then give them to someone else, and that would then deposit their gold in exchange for paper certificates themselves anyway. So the point is that the majority of the gold or coins were never withdrawn. They just kept lying there with the safekeepers, such as goldsmiths and money changers. Consequently, after a while, the safekeepers realized that they could set up a scheme to provide against a rainy day. If not much more than that, here's what they came up with. For example, they had 200 pounds of gold deposited from 100 people that each deposited 2 pounds of gold. But 90 of those 100 people would never ever come back and pick up their gold. They just went by exchanging their paper certificates because they considered that to be much more convenient. The other 10 people sometimes withdrew their gold, maybe because they just liked to touch it, or maybe they just wanted to look at it for some other reason. It doesn't matter. But here's the kicker of the scheme that safekeepers came up with, because what does this all mean? It means that for most of the time, the gold of those 90 people that never picked it up was just lying there. It wasn't withdrawn, not even once. This means that for most of the time, 90 times 2, 180 pounds of gold was just lying there, and nothing happened to it. The other mere 20 pounds of gold were withdrawn now and then, and that was only a minor proportion of the total amount of gold. So because those 180 pounds of gold were just lying there, the safekeepers realized that they might as well give out more of those paper certificates to people who were in need of gold but were short on it, and they were called loans. So basically these people needed to, quote, borrow a certain amount of gold value, quote, unquote, gold value, in the form of paper certificates, not the gold itself. They could then pay whatever they intended to buy with their certificates, and the salesman could then come and pick it up of the amount of gold that was specified on the paper when he'd need it himself. But again, he probably wouldn't, since the paper exchange was much more convenient. And in a case a person would decide to withdraw some gold, there would always be more than enough there, because most people would never withdraw their gold. And in addition, in exchange for allowing those people to borrow a paper certificate that represented a certain gold value, the safekeepers would charge interest on the loan, which meant that eventually they would end up with even more gold than they had in the first place. Or if the person couldn't repay his debt, that would be repaid with other material stuff they would simply take over from them to compensate for the debt. Sorry. So what these safekeepers discovered was that for every pound of gold that they had there lying there deposited, they could issue paper certificates for about 10 times the value of the gold lying there. In today's modern banking system, for every $1 that's deposited into the bank, that bank can loan, I believe, if it's not changed, up to $9 for every $1 that's deposited. So, after all, few people would never come to pick up their gold, so there were always much more gold than they ever needed to provide for the withdrawals of those few people that did come to collect their gold. So after providing such withdrawals, there would still be more than enough gold lying there. And moreover, by playing their scheme of charging interest on the value that they lent out, they would be able to provide against a rainy day by ending up with even more gold or material stuff than they ever had to begin with. Now, if I had $10, then I could lend $10. But what these people discovered is that basically for every $10 in gold that they had, they could issue paper certificates representing a value of $100 of gold. In other words, they would issue loans of which the total value would exceed their gold reserves by far, and they could lend much more than what they had. And the principle still counts in modern times. It is called fractional reserve banking, but the modern money game has taken fractional reserve banking to an entirely new level, which you're going to learn about really soon. We're not going to get through this, but in today's modern society, you know, as we use computers, we use basically numbers, and those numbers are called credits. Fractional reserve banking has been taken to an entirely new level in modern days. So we're going to stop here. We're running out of time, and we will continue from here on. We're going to go into what money is, and then we're going to go next week. We will actually get to the really good meat part of this, is we're going to talk about what money is, and we're going to go with how to go with money from here in attracting the money that you want and how to attract it and what for. Okay, I'm going to get off of here, and basically, if you do not have my contact information, you can find me on my website at www.thehypnosisqueen.com, which they have just done some work on, and it should be working fine now. You have my email address is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com, and be sure that you find me on my hypnosis channel on youtube.com, the Hypnosis Queen. Sorry. Also, you can get free previews of my hypnosis audios on www.cdbaby.com/artist, A-R-T-I-S-T, /Cheryl J. Savage. And that is C-H-E-R-Y-L-J-S-A-V-A-G-E. You can get free previews on www.cdbaby. That's compact disc, baby. That's cdbaby.com/artist/Cheryl J. Savage, or you can get the same thing if you want to get the hypnosis audio called Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with CJ Savage. You can go to www.cdbaby.com/artist CJ Savage, and you will find Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis. If you would please, if you like the show, then let me know. If you really like it, I'd ask that you mark it as a favorite, and you can subscribe to it so that you get notices every time one of the shows come up. And I thank you for listening, and I hope all of you a very, very happy holidays and a very Merry Christmas if you don't hear from me before Christmas. And I will be on here next Thursday. Thank you for joining me.